M64 recording length 21 minutes and 26 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 64 Spiral Galaxy M64, and GC4826. Type SB. In Coma Baranus's Black Eye Galaxy. Sleeping Beauty Galaxy M64.jpg. Right Ascension 12. 56.7. H:M. Declination plus 21. 41. Deg:M. Distance 19,000. Cli. Visual brightness 8.5. Mag. Apparent dimension 9.3x5.4. Arc min. Discovered 1779 by Edward Pigott. Messier 64. Million 64. And GC4826. Is the famous Black Eye Galaxy. Sometimes also called the Sleeping Beauty Galaxy. The conspicuous dark structure is a prominent dust feature obscuring the stars behind. This feature also enables one to determine, or at least estimate, which of the galaxy's sides is nearer and which more remote. In case of M64, it seems that the southern side is nearer to us. J.D. Ray, in his Color Atlas of Galaxies, points out that M64 may be taken as prototype for a class of galaxies called ASWEG, for Evolved Second Wave, Star Forming, Activity Galaxy. As becomes evident in color photos, the main spiral pattern is consisted of an intermediate-aged stellar population. Stellar formation has first evolved outside following the density gradient, forming stars as long as there was sufficient interstellar matter available, and then dying out slowly, as the matter was flowing back from the evolved stars, by stellar wind, supernovae, and planetary nebula activity. More and more interstellar matter could accumulate again, so that finally there was enough matter to start the formation of new young stars again. This second wave of star formation has apparently reached now the region where the dark dust lane appears. The dust feature is well visible even in smaller telescopes. M64 was recently shown to have two counter-rotating systems of stars and gas in its disk. The inner part of about 3,000 light-years radius is rubbing along the inner edge of the outer disk, which rotates opposite and extends up to at least 40,000 light-years, at about 300 km/sec. This rubbing process is probably the reason for the observed vigorous star formation process, which is currently underway, and can be observed as the blue knots embedded in the peculiar dust lane on one side of the nucleus. It is speculated that this peculiar disk and dust lane may be caused by material from a former companion which has been accreted but has yet to settle into the mean orbital plane of the disk. M64 was discovered by Edward Pigott on March 23, 1779, just 12 days before Johann Elert Bode found it independently on April 4, 1779. Roughly a year later, Charles Messier independently rediscovered it on March 1, 1780 and catalogued it as M64. However, Pigott's discovery got published only when read before the Royal Society in London on January 11, 1781. While Bode's was published during 1779 and Messier's in late summer, 1780, Pigott's discovery was more or less ignored and recovered only by Bryn Jones in April 2002. The dark dust feature was discovered by William Herschel, who observed M64 twice in 1785 and 1789, and already compared it to a black eye. M64 was identified rather early as a radio source also, which was catalogued as PKS1254+21, while Sandage has classified it simply as an SB spiral. In Devoculars it is of type RSARSAB. Its nucleus is somewhat active, and shows rather weak emission lines of Seyfert 2 type. The distance of this galaxy seems to be not very well determined. Kenneth Glenn Jones and Malas/Kramer give about 12. Tully's nearby galaxies catalog 14 million light-years, while Burnham has 20-25 million, and quotes Hamburg with 44 million light-years, Gauntly. This latest value also occurs in Kenneth Glenn Jones' introduction, P7 in the second edition. The Night Sky Observer's Guide by Keppel and Sanner gives a distance of 24 million light-years, the radial velocity of 377 km/sec in recession would yield about 16 million light-years, H0 equals 75. But this is certainly very inaccurate, as the direction to this galaxy is close to the Virgo cluster, so that a considerable deviation from the Hubble law must be taken into account. A new press release from the Space Telescope Science Institute, STSCIPRC 99-10, gives the distance of M64 as 19 million light years, a value we adopt here for now. That the distance is not yet better known is a bit strange, as set heat variables in this galaxy should be in the reach of current telescopes, perhaps even the largest Earth-bound ones. Adopting this distance, the apparent extension of M64 of 9.3 arc minutes corresponds to a linear diameter of about 51,000 light years, and its visual magnitude of 8.5 to an absolute magnitude of 20.3. And corrected for absorption, which is low at the galaxy's high galactic latitude, M64 forms a small group with a small irregular UGC 8024, also known as NGC 4789 or DDO-154, Divoculars, 1975, has included these two galaxies, together with M94 and a number of fainter galaxies, as a member of a nearby group or cloud of galaxies, the Keynes-Venedici CVNI, cloud or N94 group. This group and the membership of M64 is also noted in Schmidt and Dollar, 1992, but not in our Brent Tully's nearby galaxies catalog, who lists M64 in an own small group, labeled Group 14+3+3, only with UGC 8024. No supernovae have been recorded in this galaxy up to now. M64 can be glimpsed with good binoculars, and is a rewarding object for small and medium-sized amateur telescopes. Visually, it exhibits an irregular shape with very uneven brightness and texture. Overall, a bright oval oriented about SWNW, with a bright large core. The characteristic feature of the Black Eye Galaxy M64, the dark dust pattern, situated to the SSW direction from the nucleus, can be glimpsed with telescopes starting from 4-inch aperture, and get definitely resolved in 6-inch scopes. John Malles even glimpsed the black eye feature in a 2.4-inch and found it easy in 4-inch, but more difficult in an 8-inch. For locating M64, several methods have been proposed to find the fifth mag binary star 35 Comae Berenices, ADS 8695, Struve 1687, A, 5.1 meters, SPECT A0, B, 7.2 meters, F6, separation 1, position angle 182 deg for epoch 2000. One is to look at about one-third the distance on the line from Alpha to Gamma Comae. 35 is roughly 3 deg north and 3 deg west from Alpha. Another way is to find the rectangular triangle formed by 35 with 39 and 40 Comae, which are roughly 1 deg west of and forming a short line parallel to the line from Alpha to Beta Comae, which is roughly north to south. 35 is almost exactly west, by about 3 degrees, of 39. Eventually, one can look for the southernmost fifth mag stars of the Comae Berenices star cluster, MEL 111, 20, 23, and 26 Comae, which form a conspicuous about equilateral triangle with one side, 20 to 26, oriented EW prolong this side about 3 deg east from the easternmost 26 to find 35. However you find 35 Comae, M64 is about 3/4 deg in. Messier 64 observations and descriptions discovered on March 23, 1779 by Edward Pigott, independently rediscovered on April 4, 1779 by Johann Hilaert Bode, independently rediscovered on March 1, 1780 by Charles Messier. Messier, M64, March 1, 1780 64 12 8 45 meters 51s 191 D27 38 plus 22 D52 31 nebula discovered in Comae Berenices, which is about half as apparent as that which is below the hair M53. M. Messier has reported its position on the chart of the comet of 1779, observed again March 17, 1781. Pigott account of a nebula in Comae Berenices, PT 71, 1781, PA 283, available online. On the 23rd of March 1779, I discovered a nebula in the constellation of Comae Berenices, hitherto, I presume, unnoticed, at least not mentioned in M. de Lalande's astronomy, nor in M. Messier's ample catalogue of nebulous stars of 1771. I have observed it in an achromatic instrument, 3 feet long, and deduced its mean array by comparing it to the following stars, yielding a Minarabe of the Nebula for April 20th, 1779, of 191 D28, 38, its light being exceedingly weak, I could not see it in the 2 feet telescope of our quadrant, so was obliged to determine its declination likewise by the transit instrument. The determination, however, I believe, may be depended upon to 2 minutes, hence, the declination north is 22 D 53 1/4 sic. The diameter of this nebula I judged to be about 2 minutes of a degree. Pigot's position, Ra 12:45:57, Dec+22:53:15, 1779.3, proceeds to Ra 12:56:46, Dec+21:41.4, 2000.0, which is very close to the modern position of Ra 12:56:44. Dec+21:40.9, 2000.0, HF, Bode 77, a small nebulous star. On April 4th of this year 1779, when I located the comet in the evening north above Vindemiatrix in the Virgin Virgo, I have found a small nebulous star, about 1 deg to the northeast near the 35th star of Berenices Hercoma Berenices, the longitude of which is about 1 deg limb, 181 D. And the latitude is 26 D north. William Herschel 1811, pt. Volume 1811, p. 226-336, here p. 278-3, of nebulosities joined to nebulae. The nature of diffused nebulosities is such that we often see it joined to real nebulae. For instance of this kind we have the following 14 objects including M64, 1912, unpublished observations. From Scientific Papers, Volume II, edited by J. L. E. Dreyer, p. 658, 1785, April 27, SW 403, extends not less than 25, and this southern branch loses itself more imperceptibly and is much broader and more diffused than the northern one. The night being very fine, I viewed it to the great advantage. I suspected the ground of the heavens about the northern branch to be tinged with a very faint, milky nebulosity for a considerable way. 1787, February 13th, SW 699, a very remarkable object, much elongated, about 12, long, 4, or 5, broad, contains one lucid spot like a star with a small black arch under it, so that it gives one the idea of what is called a black eye. Arising from fighting, John Herschel, 1833, H1486, H1486 equals M64, sweep 424, May 1st, 1832, Ra 12:848.21.5, NPD67D24, 0, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, B, VL. VME, VSMBM, well examined. I am much mistaken if the nucleus not be a double star, in the general direction of the nebula. 320 much increases this suspicion. 240 shows well a vacuity below, and of the nucleus. The neb is 8, or 9, long, and 2, broad, bright, very large, very much extended, very suddenly much brighter toward the middle. Well examined. I am much mistaken if the nucleus not be a double star, in the general direction of the nebula. Magnification 320 much increases this suspicion. 240 shows well a vacuity below, north of the nucleus. The nebula is 8, or 9, long, and 2, broad. Sweep 409, March 29, 1832, Ra 12:848.22.4, NPD67D23. 10, 1830.0, VL, oval neb, with a VS, SB, vivid nucleus. The neb is far feebler, 6L, 4 or 5 BR, I see no dark recess, in it, very large, oval nebula, with a very small, suddenly bright, vivid nucleus. The nebula is far feebler, 6, long, 4 or 5, broad, I see no dark recess, in it. Sweep 246, March 26, 1830, Ra 12:848.26.1, NPD67D23, 17, 1830.0, B, L, E, 5L, 3BR, VSVMBM, almost to an asterisk, but magnifying destroys this effect, resolvable but not resolved, bright, large, extended, 5, long, 3, broad, very suddenly very much brighter toward the middle, almost to a star, but magnifying destroys this effect, resolvable mottled, but not resolved, viewed, and the appearance of a vacuity below the nucleus verified, April 21, 1833, a careful drawing taken, see Fig. 27, Appendix, Figure on Plate X, Figure 27, Number 1486, 1064, Ra 12848 meters 23s, NPD67D23, Fig 27, MES 64, the dark semi-elliptic vacancy, indicated by an unshaded or bright portion in the figure, which partially surrounds the condensed and bright nucleus of this nebula, is of course unnoticed by Messier. It was however seen by my father, and shown by him to the late Sir Charles Blagden, who likened it to the appearance of a black eye, and on, but not an apt comparison, the nucleus is somewhat elongated, and I have a strong suspicion that it may be a closed double star, or extremely condensed double nebula. Also see J.H.'s remark for the figure, number 50, of M104, Smythe, CCCCLXVII 467, M64, CCCCLXVII 64 million kilometerances, R12848 meters 52s, Dec M22D33.2 mean epoch of, observation, 1837.24 March 1837, with a drawing, a conspicuous nebula, between Berenice's hair, and the Virgin's left arm, discovered by M. Messier, in 1780, who, however, only saw it very faintly, yet it is magnificent both in size and brightness, being elongated in a line NP north preceding, NW, and SF south following, say, and blazing to a nucleus. This is the object which Sir Charles Blagden, on being shown it by W.H., likened to a black eye, which though is considered not an inapt comparison. Sir John Herschel examined this nebula very minutely. He considers it resolvable, though not resolved, and adds, I am much mistaken if the nucleus be not a double star, in the general direction of the nebula. 320 much increases this suspicion. 240 shows well a vacuity below the nucleus. My utmost endeavors only shows it thus. Drawing. This nebula was fixed by differentiating it with Epsilon Virginis, the bright star 11 deg south of it, and it lies between Arcturus and Delta Leonis, about 20 deg west from the former bright star. John Herschel, General Catalog, GC3321. GC3321 equals H1486 equals M64, Ra 12849 meters 51.8s, NPD67D33, 15.8, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, VL, VME 120 deg plus slash, BMSBM equals, 10 observations by W.N.J. Herschel. Remarkable, very bright, very large, very much extended and position angle of about 120 degrees plus slash, brighter toward the middle where there is a small bright nucleus, which may be a double star. Remark, figure in PT 33 JH 1833, plate the second, Fig 27, Lassell Memoirs of the Royal Astronomical Society, volume XXXVI, 36, drawing on plate VI. Fig 26, Dreyer, 1877, GC3321, H1486-64, drawing in Lassell, plate VI, Fig 26, Dreyer, and GC4826, and GC4826 equals GC3321 equals H1486, M64, Ra 12849 meters 51s, NPD67D33.5, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, VL, VME 120 deg plus slash, BMSBN, equals M64 remarkable, very bright, very large, very much extended and position angle of about 120 degrees plus slash, brighter toward the middle where there is a small bright nucleus. Remark, figure in PT33JH1833, plate X, Fig 27, last two Lassell, Memoirs RAS, volume XXXVI, plate VI, Fig 26. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector. PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, NGC 4826, RA equals 12:51.8, DEC equals plus 22:14, PUBL, Lichobs, volume VIII, plate 45. The central portion of this fine nebula is very bright, and there is a bright, almost stellar nucleus. It is 8x4, in PA110 deg. The whorls are rather compact, and of very uniform texture, without irregularities or condensations. The most striking feature of this spiral is the somewhat irregular, but very clear-cut, absorption area on the north of the nucleus. See apps F2SN, content car as if said's. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.